All right, I think I'm in. Okay, I'm looking at third connect group again. And just to go over, we have the update, the insert, and the delete. So this says insert into donor values, and I'm putting in actual values. There's a one further down we'll look at in a minute where I actually take in the data. And then I am saying, okay, the result goes into result, and I ask echo out result, so you can see that it echoed out result. Okay? And then I said if result equals one, then the record was added. So this one successfully added just now when I did it. If I run this again, okay, where's the arrow? So if I run this again, it now comes back and said would have been a duplicate because obviously I already added it and so it was not able to do it. Okay, so the insert came back with an error, so I am not able to do it and I get the would have been a duplicate. Okay. Okay, further down there's an HTML one. I swear there is. Okay, yeah, there's the insert donor with an HTML. So on this one, I am taking in all of the data in an HTML. Okay, and again, next week probably we'll start looking at including the taking of data on the same page that we process the data. But we're not there yet. So for now, we're taking in the data separately. And then we're calling the insert donor OK. And that's where we're going to end up actually doing the insert. OK, so now I've taken in the data. And I am taking it in. I used a post, could have used a get, and I took in all the data that I had over in the HTML. And so now I'm saying insert into donor the values, and I am listing out the values. Okay? And I surrounded those in single quotes. And I didn't have to put in the single quotes on numeric fields. And then I just showed results at the same time. But the key thing there is the insert. And let me bring it up so I can get to the bottom. Okay. So if I run this one, it's insert donor ok.html. So it's coming up with all of the information that I want to collect. Not very pretty, but useful. Okay? So I'm going to put in, let's say, 50040. So I've put in some information. And I click and I added it. Okay, so in the displays that I do, the first thing that I displayed was the record that I just put in. Okay, so if you look at the code that goes with this, okay, the first thing I did was do a select where the ID equals the ID number. So I was taking in and saying, just show me the record that you just added. Okay, so that's just kind of reassurance. If I've added a record, now show it to me as you got it by doing a select, and that is reassuring that it's happening. And then I went through a whole lot, including a loop down at the bottom where I put out the information. Okay, so I did a select here, and then I showed all of the information. Okay. And then I did a loop. So again, if I go back and look at my output, this record, Susan French, will show up again down at the bottom because it was the last record I added. And so if I go through the whole thing, there she is down at the bottom as the last record that I added. Okay. So that is inserting a record. Then I have the deletes. Oh, I have just a plain C that I think we looked at briefly. So this is just one that I think is a valuable thing to have in there. And that is just a select that goes in. And so whenever I make a change, if I want to, I can always do this select and see what happens and see what's on the file. Okay, so this one just goes through and selects everything in order by ID number so that I can see them all in order by ID number. Okay. So then I have a delete, and my delete comes up and says, echo, put in the record that you want to delete. And go to the PHP and actually do the delete. So I took in the ID that I wanted to delete, and now I've got the delete from don't know where ID number is, and I'm going to go in and actually delete that record. So if I run the delete don't know okay, and how did I manage to lose that? Ah, oh, come on. Shouldn't it be coming up? Why isn't this? Anybody got any suggestions as to why it's not coming up? Me either. That's why I asked you for help. Because when I do stupid things like that at home, I get the last address that I was at.
Must have something turned off.
Yeah. What was that? Delete donor okay. So this says, give me the record you want to delete. So 50040 is the one that I just put in. And when I say click, it comes back and hopefully 50040 is gone. And it is, it's not there. Okay? So I have successfully deleted the record as well. And then there's one where I do an update. And, okay, where am I doing an update? It should be another HTML. There it is. So on this one, I am only letting them make a change to the contact. I was basically lazy. So I said, okay, you can put in an ID number and you can put in a contact, and I'm only going to allow you to make a change to the contact. And so that is the update donor set contact equal to the contact that came in, where the ID is equal to the ID that comes in. Okay? And I can have, now updating is an interesting problem because insert is clean. I want to add a new record. And as long as the record doesn't exist, I can add a new record. Delete is clean. I just want to get rid of the record. But update is I'm only lots of times changing particular fields. And so you have to go through a series of questions about how you want to handle an update. Okay, so I've got a bunch of different fields out there. If I fill in all of the fields, does that mean I want to update them all, or do I want to fill in a field and leave fields that I want to leave alone blank? But then if I want to leave them alone, I've got three possibilities. I may want to put overlay the data that's already there. I may want to do nothing to that field, or I may want to take out the bad data that's in that field. Okay? So I have to figure out a way that I can do that. I've almost got a, on each field, I almost have to add, do I want to add something, do I want to change something, or do I want to delete something for each field as in the update. Okay, so here I'm just going in and changing the contact. If they ran this program, they're asking for the contact. But again, the problem is, the problem is if I have a bunch of fields, okay, so I have an ID number, a name, an address, city, and so forth. Well, they may have made a change in address, and that's the only thing they've changed. Okay, so how do I convey that when I put up an update form and ask them to put it in? So if I want to have an address, we'll say I go ahead and I put in that I want 1 Elm Street, and that's fairly straightforward that I want to change what's there. But if I leave it blank, what does that mean? Does that mean I want to leave what was there, or does that mean I want to delete what was there? And so if we decide that leaving it blank means I want to leave it, then I need some kind of symbol, and lots of times people use like a hyphen in the first character or something that says I want to delete, okay, that field. So if I put a hyphen in the first character, then that tells me that I want to delete the field. So I have to go in and make that decision. Is the data there? If there is data, is it a hyphen in the first field or is it other data? and then make a decision as to how I want to update. And I have to do that for each field in the record. Okay, because essentially what I've got here is, this is an and, actually that's an and of data, or change of data. That could be either an add or a change. Okay, because if nothing was there, then I'm adding. If something was there, I'm changing it. Okay, and then this is the no action. And this is the delete. And so I can add changes or deletes to each individual field. So updating becomes tedious when you have to go through this. It's boring and tedious because been there, done that, but I have to write the tedious code to go through every single field. So it is not fun. Okay, so if I go back and ran, what was the name of that update, donor okay? And I can't have lost it again. All right, folks, what am I doing wrong? That'll teach me to go off. I'm actually going to ask them why that's working that way, because that should not, in my opinion, be working like that. Okay, so here's the ID number, and I just set this up, and I think I've got five ones in there, and I'm going to change the to whoever, and click, and we'll look and see if it made a change to 111. Apparently, I didn't have a 111, and I didn't check for it being there. What I did do here in the before and after, so I'm going to do it again, 11199. Okay, and click. And this is the before, and this is the after. Okay, so the before had 11199 as it used to be. And the after has 1119 after I've made the change. Okay, and I find that useful sometimes to show the before and the after so that I can see that in fact it made the change. And I might want to do that just for the record as opposed to all the records, and I did it for all of the records. Okay. So if I go back in and I look at the update, okay, I didn't ask. I did the before, I did the update. If it didn't find a match, it just didn't do the update. I didn't put out any message or anything like that to say that it hadn't found a match. Okay. So I just put out the before and after. Okay. I'm trying to think. We looked at the lists and all of those kinds of things. Loop show one is very simple, but I want to go through two, which has something to it. So I just did a select here and put out the results in a table using 0, 1, 2, and 3. I really like the table showing the output because it gives me columns, and and I can read the data better than the stuff going across. So that just gives me a column and makes it a lot easier to look at. So they're all lined up. Now the problem is that they're numeric fields that I'm not treating as numbers, and they are showing up just lined up that way. Okay, if I look at two on this, yeah.
I just wondered if Dave was here.
Who?
Dave Bourgeois.
No, he wouldn't be until four.
Huh? He wouldn't what?
He wouldn't be here till four.
Four. Okay. I'll email him.
Okay.
That, you know, what is the posted?
Okay. So, here in number two, I'm sorry, I didn't bring up number two. I went through a loop and I printed everything out, and then I said end of while loop, and then I did a seek. Okay, so I'm doing MySQL data seek result zero. So what that does is it goes to result, and what did it do? It took the zero record. So like everything else, it's set up an array in the background, and it went in and did a seek and came up with the first record. If I change this number to 2, and execute it, it now is showing the zip drive. So 012 went and it did a seek and it came up with the third record. Indexed with 2. So it had been, went to the array and got the record that matches the index and brought up the zip drive this time. Okay. So this MySQL data seek, if you go in at some point and have time on your hands, there is a load of those out there. If you go out, you start looking at MySQL data and just stop. MySQL query and just stop, and they come up with, there's a whole list of the different kinds of things you can do. And MySQL seek is one of them. So I can seek the record according to an index. Okay? So that gets me the third one. And then MySQL third. I don't think I have anything in there particularly. Yeah, I couldn't find this when I looked at it this weekend either. If anybody ever finds what's in there, let me know. Because I don't see what's unique about it. Okay, the next thing I want to look at is I want to go back a little bit to talking about relational databases. How much do you remember on how a relational database works?
The
normal form.
Essentially, the information has to pertain to the key. Doesn't, then it needs to be in a separate database with a different key.
That's right, a separate, not database, but table.
Table. And then they're all tied together not a primary key, but a secondary key. Or is it, I forget how it's explained.
We all do. That's why I basically, I thought I had it in there, and apparently I don't.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. 120 has it. Relational databases. These are the normalization rules. I thought I had it on every course that I cover. Okay, so first normal form is it doesn't contain repeating groups. Second normal form, if it's in first normal form and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. So if I have a primary key that's made up of multiple fields, the records on there have to relate to all of the fields, not just a portion of the primary key. And relation is in third if it's in second, and the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. Okay, so that means that I can't have, for example, department number and then have department name there. If department number isn't the primary key, if I just got something and have department number. If it's just a field, then it's a determinant. And it can't have department name and all that good stuff in there. Okay. An example that goes over this, because as I said, we need to look at this. Is if you're placing an order. Okay. So you have the customer number. So you have a customer number, and the primary key is going to be the customer number. And that means that everything in here has got to somehow relate to the customer. Customer name, and then you put all of the information that relates just to the customer. Then you come over here, and you have your inventory. And that's going to have your item number as your primary key. And then you've got the item name, the price that you sell it for, the cost that it, how much it costs you to get it, so what it's worth to you, and any other information you have about an inventory. Now, let's say that this is the one where you have customers that can place orders for you. They're not off-the-street customers. Okay? So, they want to place an order. How are you going to set up an order for this?
Basically, we need a third table that's going to give us like a invoice number or a PO number.
Okay. So, an order number, whatever. Yep.
And then that would be the order number would have to be the primary key.
Yep.
Then we would have to bring in the customer number.
Yep.
And the item number.
Yes. Now we've got a problem though. What if we want to order more than one thing? Okay, we can't put the item number here because the item number, if I want to order five things, then the item number can't be there because I've got repeating groups. And what do I do with somebody that wants to order 10 things and 15 things and all of that? So I have order number and I have customer number, and probably I would say that I would have the date of the order, okay? And if you think about an invoice kind of thing, up at the top, they have all of the customer name and address information, and they have the date, and they have the invoice number or order number. And so that's kind of the header on a form. Is going to be, so the customer number is a foreign key that goes into that customer number. Okay, a foreign key is something that links to a primary key.
So a foreign key is a field that links over to a primary key. Okay? So I need to have another table if I'm going to have the orders, and I need to have the line items, or whatever you want to call it. I need to have line items. Okay. So what's the key going to be for that? Hmm?
It's not item number, is it? No. It would have to be...
It's going to be a combination. Okay, it's going to be a combination and not just one thing. Okay, so I'm going to have an order number because this is the line items that go with a particular order. So I'm going to have the order number in there to link it back to the primary key order number on the order table. And then I'm going to have the item number. Okay. And the item number is going to be in there to relate back over to here. So I'm having the item number relate to there, the order number relate to there. Once I'm over here, I can use the customer number to relate over to here. And so I can link all of my tables that way, okay? So these are foreign keys. The item number going in over here is a foreign key, okay? And this is a foreign key. And these together are the primary key, okay? So together they make the primary key. Now, the only problem with this is if the person says, I want to order an item, and then they give me five other items, and then they go back to the original one and say, I want three more of that. This isn't going to let them do that. It would have to have a key that would come up and say, you've already put in that item number, and bring it up so that they could adjust the number on it. If I didn't want to do that, I'd have to have a field in here that would be part of the primary key that says first time, second time, third time, or whatever. But usually what it would do is bring up the line item that you've already ordered and let you change the number you want to order. Okay. So this is the order number and the item number, and the date has already been taken in from the order. So if you think across, what else do you want on the line item lines? What else do you need? I've got the item number. I can go over here and I can get the item name because I can link in and get the item name. So I've got that. What else do I need on the line item?
Quantity.
Okay, so I've got to have the quantity that they ordered. And then lots of times people will take over the price, okay, the price quoted. Usually it's not a good idea to have the same piece of data in more than one place, but this really isn't the same piece of data because the price on the inventory is the price that I will charge. The price quoted means I've told the person this price. And so if I don't ship for 3 days and the price has changed, I can't give them that price. I've got to give them the price that I quoted them. Okay. Now, if it's less, then they'd be more than willing to let me change it, but, you know, I can't count on that. So I frequently you carry the price quoted over there, and then you know what it is. Okay.
So now you have price quoted. When we're calling this information, would there be a function that we could add that would say maybe if the quantity is greater than 10, then the price quoted would be reduced by 10%?
Sure.
Something like that.
Right. So and that could be part of the program, Or a customer could have a different discount, a discount code, so that this customer is in discount codes. So you can do it that way. You can check and see if the quantity is above a certain amount, then they get a discount. Yeah, you can put anything like that in your code as you're writing it. Okay. If it's a special discount where, you know, type in this coupon and we'll give you a discount, then you can put the coupon in, you know, under the order or something on that order. If it's a coupon for the entire order. I mean, the other day I was ordering something from Amazon and they gave me a coupon by line item. And so in that case, the coupon information you could carry on the line item. That this is coupon, whatever number it is.
If not, we have a set up another table where the coupon comes.
Yes. Yes. If you want to know the information about it, actually that's a good idea. Let's say I have coupons by line item. So I would have my coupon code, and then we were talking about in the normal form, everything has to relate to the entire key. And it has to, what was the word they used? That this can't be grabbed. I don't know the word. Determinant. Determinant was the word I was looking for. Okay, so if I have a coupon code here, then I can have another table that is my coupon table, and have the coupon code and the coupon name if I wanted to have a name, but more importantly, the amount and any rules that I had. If there's a limited quantity or something like that, I could put that in. But the point is that I can't carry that information on this table because it relates to this, not to the key. And I can't have just this is the determinant and it's not the key. Okay? So there's two rules. One is no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key, and the other is only determinants it contains are candidate keys. Okay, and that coupon thing would have been a determinant if I put it on here with the name and the amount. This determines it as opposed to that. And so I can't have that. Notice that quantity relates to that particular order for that particular item. Price does as well. And if I'm doing the coupons by items, then that relates to that particular order and that particular item. So, and you have to put in the coupon, which, why can't they just say you get the discount instead of I've got to type in the stupid coupon code?
And what would coupon, underline a coupon code, would that be considered?
That was the fact that it was another table. I'm underlining the tables. So if I'm going to have a coupon code here and I want information about the coupon, I can't do it because these things would be determined by that code. And so I'm carrying them in a separate table.
And that would be considered the, what's the FK, what does that say?
Foreign key.
That would be considered a foreign key?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This would relate into, well, this would be the primary key.
Yep.
And then any field that relates to a primary key can be a foreign key, basically. A foreign key is a key that relates to a primary key. Yeah.
When you have name in the coupon code, is that like customer name, or is that the
no, name? I meant the name of the coupon.
Oh.
Okay. Name of the coupon. And I don't think, really, I was trying to think of something to put in there. I don't think the name of the coupon probably is important. The amount is important.
And probably the date when it starts and the date that it ends are the rules. Any rules that you can think of, you can put in on that coupon. Okay. So if I'm filling it in and I claim I get that coupon, it actually comes back at me if I don't put in the right code and tells me something. And I've had it come back and say, you know, this coupon doesn't apply or something like that for some ridiculous reason.
You didn't buy five of the...
That's right.
This
one
comes on our exclusion list.
Uh-huh.
The exclusion list. Fine print.
So anyway, that's getting stuff into third normal form. That I can't have repeating groups. So that meant I had to start the line item table so that I wouldn't try to put them all on there. And I've told you all the story of trying to call and trying to order a sixth item, and they said no, and I had to do the whole thing all over again, and it was because they had repeating groups, and they only allowed five things in. And then when we get to here, this has two-part primary key, so we can only have things that relate to both parts. We can't have anything that's just about the order, and we can't have anything that's just about the item number. So date had to be over under the order. It wouldn't be over here because date would only relate to the order number. It wouldn't relate to the order number and the item number. And quantity relates to both order number and item number, this particular order. We have to have the links so that we can get to everything. You don't have to get directly from customer. Line item, I can't go right to customer, okay? From line item, I have to go back to order, which is back to customer, okay? And you do not want to repeat stuff that isn't part of the linking and keying operation, because if you carry stuff in more than one place, when it changes, you have to fix it. My husband got a job for a company at one point, and he started looking at the database after he was working for them, and he said, I'm starting to apply for other jobs. You know, I'm not going to last here. It's going to drive me crazy. And they had the customer name was in four or five different places. And the address was in four or five different places. So if it changed one place, it had to be changed the other. And that wasn't happening. So you could end up with three or four different addresses for one person, depending on how. It was terrible. It was a terrible design. The company went out of business, and justifiably so, because they couldn't keep track. And that was part of the problem, is that they had no clue what they, you know, what their data was and all that.
Rewrite something like that.
Huh?
I couldn't imagine rewrite something.
Yeah, no, as I said, I mean, he literally was there about a month and he came home and he said, I'm sending out my resume. I'm not going to last. He said, you know, I'm just, you know, this is just not someplace I want to work. Okay, so that is a quick reminder of how the normal form works. And if you design such that you meet the requirements of the normal form, you probably have a pretty good design. And as I've said before, designing the database and the tables in it should not be a one-man proposition. It should be a group from the technical side and a group and a few people from the business side and a few people from the technical side that are all working together to, plan this, because that's what it is it's planning, and you've got to know what you need. You know, the first step in doing this is to determine what output you need to produce. You know, what are you going to have to come out? And then the next step is what input is going in. And then the next step you come up with when you ask for input is it possible to get this input? Is it easy to get this input? Is this? And lots of times you kind of end up trimming your sails, to so to speak, and saying, do I really need this for output? Because collecting the input is going to be costly. And drawing lines around it and saying, this is all we're doing right now, as opposed to, you know, the it would be nice ifs. And that sort of thing. It would be nice if only works if the budget says that if it would be nice ifs work. And so there needs to be a team from business and IT that are working together to do the design. Okay. So now we go back to these. And I've got to find them. The ones that say three things. Donor, donation. Okay, donor, donation. This is one where I am now joining a couple of tables. Okay, so I am saying I want to use both the donor and the donation table, where the donor ID equals the donation ID. And all I'm putting out is the donor ID, the donation ID, and the name. Okay, those are only three things that I'm putting out. So this one is called donor donation. Okay, and that's all I put out. And I said put out the ID, and then I didn't do a very good job, so they are banging together. But I put out the IDs to show that I was getting the same ID. That the donor ID and the donation ID were indeed the same. And then I put out the name, and I didn't, as I said, space the thing out. And I did it twice, once using the row numbers and once using the row names. And array, remember, lets me do that. If I only am going to use the numbers, what do I change array to? Quick quiz question. Row. And if I only plan to use the names, what do I change it to? A soc. Okay. But array is the one that I think most people use the most because it gives you the flexibility. Then you can do it either way. And so that's the one to really know. Okay, so I'm going through the results and I'm linking them. Here I had the table name dot, here I just had the name. Why?
Because you're just pulling name from donor. And it's not, well, the name could be in the donation table too.
No, it would, well, again, that goes to the rule that I just said, don't put a name, for example, two places. Just have it on. So if I followed my rule, name is only on the donor table, and so I don't have to specify table dot. But if something appears on multiple tables, then I have to specify table dot. Okay. And the other link that you can use is a join, and if you go back and look up the join, if you've had Oracle, it was there. You look like you have a question.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Okay.
So you have select, you have the table donor, the ID number, donation, the ID number.
That's the field. Yes.
Yeah. Name from donor, so those are three things you're displaying. Then you have another comma, and it says donation.
Well, the from, okay, so I've got the select, I've got the from, and I've got the where. And those are the three clauses, and think of them, if you were writing in an Oracle, you probably write it on three lines.
Okay.
So I would say select donor.id number, donation.id number, name. Next line.
Yep.
From donor donation. These are the table names. Those are the tables. And then the where
is the relationship that they have. And an alternative is you can use the join. Okay. So the alternative to using the where is to use the join.
Yeah, I got confused because the comma, yes. The donation where.
Well, the funny thing is I knew exactly what your problem was because when I was reading the field names, I got myself in the same problem.
And then because they're connected by ID number, you only have to link to one table.
Say that again.
The MySQLi select database link don't. So you're only linking...
No, I've got two tables. Yeah. I've got donor and I've got donation. And so I'm going in and I'm matching the ID number in the donor table to the ID number in the donation table. And if you don't put that where in, or a join, if you don't put that where in, you get every possible combination. Okay?
So we just ran this and we got this. If I take out, come on, if I take out the where, let me take off the ink at this point, okay, and save this. So there's good old John Doe.
And you can see every possible combination. He's in there multiple times. But here, this is the donor ID, and this is the donation ID. Okay, so there are the donor and donation ID. And so this one had John Doe in 11199 and this ID, and this one is the one that I would like to have, but this one is the one that I don't want to have. I happen to have John Doe in there twice, or I have him lots of times actually. And then we go through all of the other possible combinations. So it gives you every possible combination, okay? And you can see all the IDs and how they line up. And you know, unfortunately, this table has been added to so many times that John Doe is out there a whole lot.
Okay.
A lot of
dimensions. Right. So that's what happens if you don't put the where clause on. Okay. So when I come back and put the where clause back in, and what did I just do? Okay, I think we maybe better write that. I cannot spell. So now I'm back to writing my donor ID equals donation ID. Okay, so the next one, I link three tables. Okay, so on this one, I have with a donor ID, and I didn't put both IDs on this one. So I said, I want the donor ID, I want the name, I want the drive number, I want the drive name. Okay, so if you remember, we have the donor table
has the donor, it's called ID number. Has the ID number. The drive has the drive number as the key. And the donation, okay, has a combination key that is made up of the ID number and the drive number and the date. And as I've said before, the drive number didn't have to be part of it. Was fine to have it part of it. So that's my keys. Okay, so those are my keys that I have. So I said, okay, to start out with, I want to select the donor ID number, the name, the drive number from the drive, so the drive dot drive number, the drive name. Okay. I didn't put any donation in there. Interesting. We'll go back and add something. Okay, and let me pull this over so that we can see the entire select. Okay. So I have the entire select. The from, donor, donation, drive, where the donor ID number equals the donation ID number. So I'm linking those two. And the drive number equals the donation drive number. So I'm linking those two. Okay. So I'm saying where the donor ID number equals the donation ID number. And the drive number equals the donation drive number. So I'm putting in the where clause, I'm putting in all of the stuff that make it link. Okay, so the where clause is making the links. In the from clause, I lift the tables. And in the select itself, I'm just listing the fields. And, I don't have duration. I keep doing the same thing you do. I like it on some lines too.
Yeah.
Okay. And I should have the donation in there.
Okay, so I'm going to go back in. We'll run this first, and then we'll go back in and modify it. So this one is called Donor Donation Drive. Okay, so there's the information that I have. And again, I linked it, I wrote it out twice, so that was just simply to write it out with the numbers and write it out with the names. And I put a lot of MBSPs in to space it out. I really think a table is an easier way of doing it, but I have, in this case, a lot of MBSPs. Okay, so that was the output. So now if I go back in up here and add in donation, and then come down, okay, I didn't save it. Unknown table donation. And I don't even know which field it is. Amount? Somebody remember, it's apparently not donation. So, amount? we need to go back and look it up, basically, if you have a copy of that table. Because I'm not remembering what the name of the field is. Donor amount doesn't exist. So what is... Huh. Multiple tables didn't have it.
Check, yeah, I just checked that one. I'm checking keys, indexes, etc.
Okay, well, the point is that if I can figure out what the name of the field is, I can put it in there because I'm linking to donation, but my problem is I also don't know the number of the field. We can experiment with the number.
What if you put date in there?
Is it date or... We can't actually experiment with that either. Is it actually date?
Let's see. Date. Donation has...
Oh, wait a minute. Talk about stupid. You know how we talked about the lines?
Yeah.
I put from donor amount. You know. Okay, so that, I took out the word donation there. Donation needs to be there. It's this one I need to change over here. So I'm going to try amount just... to see. Nope.
Should be C-O-N-T amount.
C, that's right, that makes sense. I remember that now. And there it is. However, I didn't display it. So... instead of drive number, I'm going to put out cont amount. And that's working. Okay, I just changed it on the second one because I didn't know what position it was in, although I think it was probably four. So I just changed it down here, and there we're seeing the contribution amount. So that's coming in. Okay, so I can take anything from any of the three tables, and they'll all come in. Okay, I think we have finished up the third Connect group, and so we will start next week on putting a little more together for an update. I want to go through a sample update that I've got for you. And how to connect. Have everything all in the PHP as opposed to the HTML. Okay, we're done.